Psalm 119, and it is good for you that we are finishing up a section of Psalm 119. Because, you know, summaries can be nice and short and sweet, right? And that's what you're praying for. I know you have been all week, and for that to happen. So here it is. If you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you are physically able. Psalm 119, beginning in verse 121. And I would like for you to read along with me these eight verses. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. We've gone over these different ideas in Psalm 119 and verse 121, 22, 23, 24, 25, and 26. And David seems to have somewhat of a negative attitude as he's kind of talking about God and some of the things. And just things like, I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. And I think David knew that God wouldn't leave him to his oppressors. He said, be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. And can I say, David knew that God had his back. You understand that he said, mine eyes fail for thy salvation. It just wasn't coming in the time that David wanted it to happen. He knew it was going to come. He said, and for the word of thy righteousness. He also knew that was without fault. In verse 124, he said, deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy. He could trust in that. Because he'd experienced it before. And teach me thy statutes. And I'm sure at this time, David knew a lot of the teachings and the lessons. He said, I am thy servant. He had that right. Give me understanding. Good ask there. That I may know thy testimonies. And then just maybe a little impatience on David's part. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. For they have made void thy law. And now we come to the close of this section. In verse 127, he uses the word therefore. In verse 128, again he uses the word therefore. It's always a good idea to take a look at Scripture and find out what the therefore is there for. Okay? You see, God is trying to culminate these things and these thoughts. David's emotions and feelings are real, folks. Just like yours and mine are real. And at some times we're like, God, are you there? So listen, don't get too hard on David for his thinking and for his words. But David does say, therefore, I love thy commandments above gold. Yea, above fine gold. So after all of this, and what seems like a lot of negativity out of David, he says, therefore, God, because of this conflict that's within me, because of these things that are going on, because of these things that I'm asking you to let me not be left to mine oppressors and let not the proud oppress me and even though it seems like you're not acting in my time frame, God, deal with me according to thy mercy and teach me thy statutes and give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. And God, it's time for you to work because they've made void thy law. He says, therefore, I love thy commandments above gold. Yea, above fine gold. You know, I think what David's kind of saying here is God, even though I've voiced my emotions and my feelings, your commandments
I can take those to the bank. I can count on them. And you know what? Even I love them more than any riches and treasure this world has to offer. Where is your love directed? Is it directed toward God and His Word? Where is your solace? The Bible tells us to set our affection on things above, not on things in the earth. Jesus said that we should lay up our treasures in heaven, not on the earth. For where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. So in a general sense, David is pleased with and has regard to and affection for the commandments of God. He loves them. Even though sometimes they don't act in his time frame. But he loves God's commandments. In Psalm 116, David voiced also, I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. In John chapter 21, we know how Peter and what he was dealing with coming back to the Lord after his rising from the dead. When they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? He said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This he spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. See, why did you read that passage? Well, three times Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? I think in all of this that David had expressed here in these few verses, he ends it up with, therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. And don't forget, Peter three times denied the Lord. And three times Jesus said, I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you. That's what it's like. You say, why did he ask him three times? Well, that works, doesn't it, in math? And he did love him. And Christ did know that. He was giving Peter an opportunity to express his love. How do you and I express our love for God, even though we may not see his salvation? Even though we seem oppressed at times? Even though things may not be going the way they should be for us, so we think, the commandments of God are precious. They're true. They're infallible. In 1 John chapter 3, it says, for this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. You see, this thing of loving extends not just to God and his word, but to one another. We're to love one another. In 1 John chapter 4, it says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. You understand that this thing of love is the therefore to all the concerns that we may have in our lives, but we can love God and his commandments above gold, above fine gold. Because he's faithful. He's true. And his word likewise does the same thing. It will do what it's supposed to do. God said his word will not return void. It will accomplish the thing whereto I sent it. We know in 1 John chapter 5 that whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. He said that twice. And that wasn't a typo on my sheet of paper here. Why? For emphasis. For emphasis. Do you love the commandments of God above gold? And one last thought on this particular verse. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. These things are intertwined. They go hand in hand. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold. Yea, above fine gold. Now look at verse 128. The second, therefore. So not only because of all this that has taken place before, the way David feels, and not only just his raw emotions, but how he knows for sure that God will be his Savior and keeper. He says, therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. He says, not only do I love your commandments above any riches out there, above anything that's of value, he says, I also esteem or prize or set a high value on regarding with reverence or respect to your precepts concerning all things to be right. Hey, guess what, folks? God is right. God is true. God is faithful. God, who cannot lie, has given us his commandments, his statutes, his testimonies, his precepts. And we ought to esteem them. Do you hold up the word of God in your life? Is it that shining light? Is it that lamp unto your feet and light unto your path? Do you have respect and regard to God and his word? The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, By them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. How much do you esteem the precepts of God, the statutes of God, the commandments of God? Do you prize them? Are they important to you? Not just loving them above all other riches and things, but what is the value and respect and reverence of God and His Word in your life? Where is it on the list of things that you hold in high regard? I think it should be at the top. I do. Along with our affection and our love, it also ought to have our reverence and respect. Solomon said, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She's a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. He also said in Proverbs 8, talking about wisdom, wisdom said, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that they may be desired are not to be compared to it. Solomon also said, a good name is to be rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Also in the book of Proverbs, Solomon said to bind them, to write them upon the tables of your heart, to bind them about thy neck. Forsake them not. We ought to keep them in high regard. In Philippians chapter 2, we know that we ought to hold in high regard the things of God. It says, if there be any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and hath given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He said, why didn't you read that verse? Well, because we read this morning, in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. David said that he esteemed all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. Here in this passage, Jesus Christ was exalted by God. And we ought to esteem Him above all else. He's the Word, the living Word of God. Well, to close tonight, we've had some good therefores. Therefore I love thy commandments. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts. And one positive to close. I hate. You say, what? How in the world can that be positive? Well, it depends on what you're hating. Because he says, and, it's a good conjunction, and I hate every false way. Now, that's something to hate. And that's a positive. What do you hate? We ought to hate some things. You say, oh, Christians should be tolerant and they shouldn't hate anything. You need to read your Bible again. Psalm 101, David said, I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart, will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. In Proverbs 13, Solomon said, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. In Job chapter 1, it says, the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. You know what Christians need to be? Evil eschewers. Yeah. Actively, violently pushing it away, repelling it. Like the two magnets, right? You should be such as a Christian that you repel the opposite. We repel it, push it away. Get it out of here. And we need to make sure that we are repelling evil, eschewing evil. Psalm chapter 5 in verses 4 through 8. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into the house of in the multitude of thy mercy. And in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. So very simply tonight, just some encouragement. Love the commandments of God above gold. Esteem his precepts concerning all things to be right. And hate every false way. You see, we have a new year coming upon us very quickly. Another opportunity to serve the Lord with all that we have, with all of our being. No matter what it seems like, no matter if there's oppression in your life and difficulty, or perhaps the solutions that you think should happen aren't taking place. Remember, God is faithful. He is faithful. He's trustworthy. Love his commandments. Esteem highly his precepts. And hate every false way. It's the wonderful word of God, folks. We can learn much from it each and every day of our lives.